Professor Zhao was going to have a more theoretical topic.
Thank you, Marvin. Actually, I tried to make this talk more applied, but and also I give a similar talk back in summer, and I used actually inventory examples, three inventory examples, because the audience actually is from inventory. But because I consider the audience a little bit different, so I delete all these three examples. So I put four other examples here. But anyway, can be used for inventory models. The title is the question: if alpha positivity a necessary condition for geometric tail asymptotics in two-dimensional models. So what I'm going to talk, I first will show you four examples, including a well-known shortest queuing model, and also the priority model, very classical priority model, and then the two-dimensional model. And the last one is the people from a computer science very familiar, it's the processor sharing model. All these four models are two-dimensional models. In the sense, the state space, actually, there are two components. Now, I will move to the definition of the what is the alpha positivity. And then I will show you conditions on geometric tail asymptotics. And finally, I will show you for these four examples when we have a geometric tail. Okay. Now, what is the shortest queuing model? For convenience, I just show you the symmetric shortest queue, which means the Q1, Q2 are the same. You have a single Poisson arrival, two exponential servers. The arrival will join the shortest queue. Okay. Now, this is a transition diagram. And this diagram, okay, originally you have, you can formulate the system using Q1 and Q2, the number of customers in the first queue and second queue. But here we use the minimum of these two queues as the x-axis and the difference of these two queues, the absolute value of difference, because the symmetric makes no difference. So now what I want to do is, in general, for finding, I'm interested in finding the stationary probability, joint stationary probabilities. But very often, for the two-dimensional models, it's very hard to find an explicit solution for. Even numerically, computation is still challenging, right? So here, what I'm going to do is, I try to study the tail asymptotics along one direction, well, along either here or here, or maybe in general, any direction. I like to see the decay, okay? And here, I like to show you some conditions under which, along one direction, this joint probability distribution has a geometric tail. Now, if I use this shortest queue as a sort of level, and I use the absolute value of the difference as the phase, I can write this transition matrix in the block form. It's like the QBD, but the block size is infinite instead of finite now. Okay, but that is not a kind of very easy generalization, we know. Okay. Now, second example, it's a priority queue. You have two types of Poisson arrival, right? Say, type 1 customers has a priority over second type of customers, right? So then they have one server, right? If there is a type 1 customers in Q1, the server will serve the customer of type 1. Otherwise, if it's empty, then serve type 2. That's a very classical priority queue. And then that's the Q1, Q2, that's the two-dimensional model. Here is the transition diagram. Now, once again, you say I can take this direction as a level or this direction as a level, right? Say, now I like to take the Q2, the second queue, the lower priority one as the level, then I formulate this transition matrix in block 4. So once again, the transition matrix has the same structure as for the first one. Now the third example, yes? Yes. I use this lower priority as a level, the second as a phase. If we use the, I like to make comment here, this model actually has been generalized to the block form, say, by Alpha, and also David Stanford, I noticed that he also done something. And if you use Q1 as level, then R has a structure, that's upper tridiagonal, but for our purpose, that's not good. Okay, that's why I have to shift. I use the second one, now it works for us. This level does not work under our condition. Okay. Now, two-demand model. So you have a single person arrival, and upon the arrival, we are simultaneously bring two demands, right, different, and one to server one, one to server two, separately handle these two demands and exponential service times. And then you have a transition diagram showing here. And of course, then you can choose, no, that's not good. That's not correct. Probably my mistake. I didn't change the file name. That's the shortest queue, guys, right? Well, two demand. Well, you have arrival simultaneously bring two demands. That's the lambda. So the Q1 increased by 1, Q2 increased by 1, right? And then you have mu2, mu1 here, right? Then the boundary is some modification. That's essentially the two-demand model. Forget this one. That's not correct. Okay. Then, once again, here, I determined I like to use the number of jobs in server 1, or you can use the server 2 in this case. In this case, both directions work fine. Okay. So just take a server 1 in one case, then you can... similarly, you can have this transition matrix, the same structure. Okay. Now, the final example, that is a processor sharing system. Okay. You have, say, two types of jobs, right? And you have two queues, well, you can put one queue, dynamic, two queues better for our model. And you have, say, one CPU. You have fixed the resources. Then you distribute this fixed the capacity of resources to these two queues, say, mu1, mu2, right, if both of them are not empty. So if one queue is empty, you simply allocate all the resources to one type of customer. So that is a simplified version of this generalized processor sharing system. And then I use Q1 and Q2 as the level, either Q1 or Q2 as level. Then I can have this transition matrix. You see, for all these four examples, I have all of them have this QBD, we call the QBD structure. Blocks are infinite. And for the conditions that I'm going to present, it's not necessarily limited to this QBD, can be more general repeating structure. But it's a good examples, good examples to show here. Okay, now let me get a little bit mathematics now. So now I called the alpha positivity. What is alpha? Alpha is actually the radius of convergence of this irreducible matrix. So we can define alpha as the radius of convergence in the way you look at n-step transition probability. You make like the generating function. You will see what is the biggest number of z such that this series is convergent. Right. That is called the radius of convergence. And for infinite matrix, that is like the counterpart of the concept of the Perron-Feely eigenvalue for the finite matrix. Okay. Now, we know if beta equals 1, that is like an invariant vector. If I put a beta here, which is smaller than the radius of convergence or equal to, that is called a beta invariant vector, either left or right. I missed the beta here, sorry. So here should be a beta. Now, after that, now I need to say a little bit what is the alpha positive. So that is a kind of the classification of states concept, which generalized the standard classification of states for Markov chain. So for Markov chain, you know, if it's irreducible, all states either transient or recurrent, right? So here too, for irreducible matrix or transition matrix, all states either alpha transient or alpha recurrent, according to either this series is finite or infinite. For the standard classification, we take alpha equals 1, right? So, and lattice matrix, you can, because the radius of convergence is independent of entries, so it doesn't matter for which entry you actually look at. If the one entry has the radial convergence alpha, all others will be the same. That's why it's a sort of a class property. So that's why we can say it's radial convergence for matrix. Also, that's why we can say this matrix is a transient instead of an individual state. Of course. Yes, element-wise. Yes, sorry, element-wise. You look at the entry, element-wise. Okay, so when the P is recurrent, we can further classify into positive recurrent or null recurrent, right? Similarly, so according to this limit. So if this limit is positive, that is alpha positive. So that is also a generalization of the standard concept. Standard concept alpha here is 1. Okay? Now, that is the alpha positive. Okay, now, that is in the more general setting, as I said, we don't need necessarily the QPD, right? Now, I define the generating function for these repeating blocks, and then that is for the boundary, but only this row boundary blocks, so that's the A star, B star. And I need one more thing, is this P star. That's essentially the A star only missing or different by this Z. Okay, it's almost the same, just for our convenience. Now here's conditions. Well, we need the A is reducible, aperiodical, like a standard assumption. And we also ask this sequence is non-arithmetic, and it's also like a standard. Original process is positive recurrent. That's for original one. And this P star, I just introduced the last page, like the generating function of this repeating blocks is alpha positive. And then we have a left and a right alpha invariant vectors. So those ones. That is the theory. And I like to say here, the material I present here is based on my joint work with Nanny Hag and Miyazawa. Okay. So essentially we claim, so along one direction, this joint probability has the geometric tail, right? If you move this one to the other side, the geometric tail. Here it's like a constant vector. Okay, it's a constant vector and can be determined by expressions available we can give. Now, let's back to our examples for shortest queue and for all of these four. For shortest queue, I use the minimum of these two queues as a level. I use, as I said, I use the difference or absolute value of difference for the phase. And then we know alpha is 1 over rho square. So therefore, the decay rate is rho square. So it's a geometric decay, you see. That is the constant vector is given. But that is not a new result. That is a result already in literature, okay, for a long time. And the priority queue, I didn't give the detail here. Only thing I give is I used the low priority queue as the level. Then in this case, along that direction, the probability has a geometric decay in some region. In some region, that is like the radius of convergence. Okay, that's the radius of convergence. So this result. We have quite a lot of study on this model, but this model I didn't find. This result I didn't find in the literature. And two-dimensional model. This one results not new. So along the slower server as the level, we have a geometric decay along that direction. But if we interchange level and phase, actually, it's not alpha positive. So therefore, we don't know. We cannot use. Actually, we know along that direction, the faster, so we don't have a geometric decay. It's light-tailed, but not geometric. Did I miss anything? We don't know. It's a sufficient condition. That's why I'm asking if is alpha positivity a necessary condition. Actually, it's not. It's not. It's a sufficient condition. P. That's the PM. That is like a constant vector.
Yes.
That's like the decay parameter.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, what you have here, these are the phases, and the index.
Yeah, that is the phase variable. Yes. Here is the phase. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. 3 minutes. Yeah, I need only 1.5. Finish off that. here is the processor sharing. So actually, for this model, you can freely choose either Q1 or Q2 as your level, and within certain range, you have this geometric tail, and in both directions you can prove which is alpha positive in certain range of parameters. Now, the last thing I like to ask is alpha positivity a necessary condition? The answer is no, because at least I know one example is the shortest queue, if you use the difference as a level, I can show you it's not alpha positive. But I also, from literature, I know along that direction, we also have a geometric tail. So that's all. Josh? The alpha positivity, you have a little bit, you have a range. Yeah, it's depending on this condition. Rho 2 is like the lambda 2 over mu 2. So rho is like a lambda 1 plus lambda 2 over mu 1 plus mu 2. Yeah. So if we have this condition, it's alpha positive. So which means under this condition, of course, under this condition, then you have a geometric tail.